Hi, is it me?
It sure
is. It's my turn. I thought you were going to say my name. Anyway, it's Judy. I'm in Livingston, Montana.
It's Judy's turn to cry. Remember that song?
Oh, no. I'm going to make you laugh. I mean, this is just a wonderful, it's a ghost dog story.
Okay.
Way back, 58, my grandparents built a beautiful home in northern Illinois. Grandpa was a doctor and physician and surgeon. We didn't have 911. We didn't have cell phones. His business, the office was right there in the home, in one wing of the home. And, of course, there were drugs and so on there. And they had been in their old home burglarized twice, attempted, and they had this beautiful German shepherd, Smokey, who was like the patriarch. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Because there were, because the office was there in this beautiful home, it was important for them to have the protection.
Gotcha.
Okay. As we got older, meaning my cousins, my brother, myself, we would be asked to house sit because if we didn't have 911, we didn't have the cells, as I say, and somebody had to be at the house taking care of it. So when I was about 14, it fell to me to be old enough to have the responsibility to do that. And Smokey was so wonderful. He was just a great German shepherd. And every year that he got a vaccination or a license or whatever, we just continued to attach all of the medals that are on there. So he jingled as he went through the house. And the house was big enough, and everybody knew where Smokey was at any time. The other end of the house was a playroom that had cork floors. And off this room was a little tight. Believe me, this is all important.
That's okay. No, no, no. We've got hours.
Oh, I love you guys so much. All right. Little powder room there. Smokey, of course, would drink out of the toilet. Big dog usually do.
Isn't that unhealthy for him?
I love that dog. We all love that dog. But listen about that chain. What do you suppose his chain necklace sounded like clinking against the china?
Well, they were probably like that Scrooge movie, you know, Jacob Marley. Remember
yes,
that?
Yes, the chains, yes. But no, this is when he was still alive, okay? And so then also that room had cork floors, and he'd leave that little powder room after his drink and walk across the floor. His toenails on the cork would go clickety, 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 click. Then there were three tiny stairs that went to another level, and there were aluminum strips across that that were not always tightened. So as he'd go down, there was a little bit of a rattle from that, and he'd lie down right there, sort of guarding.
Who could blame him after drinking out of a toilet bowl?
You know everybody is going to call you and say, hey, my dog drinks the toilet bowl.
Oh, no, that's true. I'll get a million fast pass.
Yes. So he'd lie down after these three little stairs, and there'd be this, he'd just be settling in, and that was his protective place. He could get to any part of the house from there. One night, I was house-sitting, taking care of things, being able to call Grandma and Grandpa wherever they were that night. And this had been a couple of years after Smokey had been put to sleep. It was just time. He was getting old.
Yeah.
And the house had glass windows all alongside, 12-foot high, and there was a lake just down the back of the
property.
Greenery. And So I had a really eerie feeling. I mean, this had nothing to do with anything except I just had an eerie feeling that night as somebody was looking in the windows or whatever. And I thought, no, this is just being crazy, you know. And I was pretty young. But I thought, just hang on. You know, you can always call them. They'll come home if you need them. And all of a sudden, and I was sitting in the playroom, all of a sudden I hear this most wonderful, memorable sound, clink, 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 tick, 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 1, 2, 3.
Smokey was back.
He was there, but he was taking care of me because that feeling went away, the eeriness. I was so grateful to know that Smokey was there.
Isn't that something?
He was taking care of me. Well, I didn't tell anybody because I thought, they're going to think I'm nuts. Yeah. I'm 14, 15 right. years old.
Who's going to believe a kid?
You're right. Well, about a year and a half ago, I spoke with my brother, who is now 56. I'm 60. And as I had gotten a little bit older and gone away to school, the job fell to my brother because he was now old enough to have the honor. Same thing happened to him, and he didn't tell me this until 2 years ago, and I hadn't mentioned it to anybody.
I love it.
Then, after telling me that, my brother said, oh, and Kathy, it also happened to Kathy, my cousin. She had become of age to have the honor of taking care of the house while they were gone, and Smokey was there protecting her, too.
Was this just a one-time appearance per person? For Smokey? Or
yes, never saw him.
Yeah, and then I guess your brother just once and Kathy just once.
Absolutely.
That's
but
a great story.
He was there taking care of us, and they all had this rather eerie feeling happening, like, behind them on the lake side.
Did it give you a different perspective of life after death?
Way.
Yeah.
Way. And I have to say, I am not too far from that right now.
Oh, sure you are. 60, you can go until you're 99.
Thank you so much. I'm going to try. But it's been pretty rough past months. So I listen to you all the time. And I've got other stories for you, too, of the most wonderful things that have happened to me, rather power things.
Well, you pop in every once in a while.
Thank you. I will.
Thanks.
And thank you for being there for all of us.
Oh, we're going to be there for a long, long time.